بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب ما يقوله بعد تغميض الميت. This is a chapter on what to read, what to say after covering the eyes of the deceased. When the person passes away, then we close his eyelids. So in this chapter, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi wa sallam, one hadith as what a person should say after covering the eyes of the deceased. عن أم سلمة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت دخل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم على أبي سلمة وقد شق بصره فأغمضه. أم سلمة رضي الله تعالى عنها, she says that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم visited, or he entered upon Abu Salama رضي الله تعالى عنه. Abu Salama had just passed away. Nabi Salam goes there, and وقد شق بصره, the eyes of Abu Salama were fixed. In other words, they were still open. فَأَغْمَضَهُ نَبِيَ كَرِيمٌ صلى الله عليه وسلم closed them. ثُمَّ قَالْ, then Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم said, إِنَّ الرُّوحَ إِذَا قُبِضَ تَبِعَهُ الْبَصَرُ. When the soul is taken, the sight follows it. In other words, when the ruh comes out, when the ruh is extracted from the body, it is pulled out, and ulama have explained that it comes out through the mouth, and the person, the mayyit, still has some life, and he looks at the ruh. So this is when the person's gaze is still fixed, he's looking at his ruh being extracted. Well, therefore, the sunnah is now to close the eyes. And Rasulullah said, "Inna ruha idha qubida," when the soul is taken, tabi'ahu al-basar, the sight follows it. فَضَجَّ نَاسٌ مِنْ أَهْلِهِ. Of course, after passing away, people become very sad, the family people. So some of the family people, they began wailing. فَقَالَ لَا تَدْعُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ إِلَّا بِخَيْرٍ. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immediately advised them, and he said, only make dua for goodness for yourselves. Be careful what dua you make now, because that dua will be answered. So Rasulullah said, لَا تَدْعُوا, do not supplicate, عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ, against yourself, إِلَّا بِخَيْرٍ, except make some good dua. فَإِنَّ الْمَلَائِكَةَ يُؤَمِّنُونَ عَلَى مَا تَقُولُونَ. Because the angels are saying Ameen to whatever you are going to say now, whatever dua you are going to make, the angels will say Ameen to it. ثُمَّ قَالْ, then Nabiya Kareem himself mentioned the following dua. أَللَّهُمَّ اغْفِرْ لِأَبِي سَلَمَةَ وَارْفَعْ دَرَجَتَهُ فِي الْمَهْدِيِّينَ وَخْلُفُ فِي عَقِبِهِ فِي الْغَابِرِينَ وَاغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلَهُ يَا رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ وَافْصَحْ لَهُ فِي قَبْرِهِ وَنَوِّرْ لَهُ فِيهِ. And this is the dua that Rasulullah made. That, O Allah, forgive Abu Salama. Elevate his rank amongst those who are guided, the Mahdiyin. And appoint for him a successor amongst those who he leaves behind. Forgive us and him, O sustainer of the worlds. وَفْسَحْ لَهُ فِي قَبْرِهِ. Expand his grave for him. Make it be wide. And وَنَوِّرْ لَهُ فِيهِ. And illuminate it for him. Beautiful dua Rasul made. Abu Salama radiallahu ta'ala was a very great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's the first person to make the hijrah from Makkah to Medina. It's a very long, intriguing story, an incident when Abu Salama radiallahu ta'ala decides to make the hijrah when he was commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded to make the hijrah from Makkah to Medina. He got ready first, himself, his wife, and his little baby. And as they were leaving Makkah, the family members of both parties come. They were disbelievers, but they objected to Abu Salama radiallahu ta'ala leaving Makkah. So the girl's family, the wife, Ummu Salama radiallahu ta'ala, she was young at the time. So her family comes and they tell Abu Salama, the son-in-law, even though they were also disbelievers, if you wish to go, you carry on, but you're not going to take our daughter. So they pull their daughter on one side, not allowing Ummu Salama to go on this journey. When this happens, his family comes and they pull the child on their side. They say, this is our child. There's a tussle between both parties, both family members. In fact, it is mentioned they pull off the child's hand while they're pulling the child. So the child is taken away now. He's separated from his parents, little boy. And Ummu Salama, the wife, she's taken away. She's separated from her child and her husband. Abu Salama is alone now. He has the option to either remain behind with his wife and his child, or proceed and make the hijrah. So he looks at this, and Allah puts in his heart, and he had a strong iman. Sahaba radiallahu anhu majmain sacrificed the dunya. For them, dunya was nothing. Akhirat was the goal. So he proceeds on this hijrah. It is said, Ummu Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha, every single day she would come on the same spot where Abu Salama had left, sitting there and crying and thinking that just now he may return. And a long period of time elapsed until some people felt sorry for her. Her family members come and they allow her to then go to, and they give her child back, and they allow her to go to Madinah Munawwara and make the hijrah. So Abu Salama radiallahu ta'ala and this family made a great sacrifice for the sake of deen. He was a very great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When he passed away now, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed his janazah salah. And in janazah salah, we know we have four takbirs. But in his janazah, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made 9 takbirs. Sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you made a mistake today, or you forgot? You made extra takbirs. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, even if I had to make 1,000 takbirs on his janazah, Abu Salama is still deserving of it. This was his caliber. And this is the dua. Allahumma ighfir li Abi Salama. Oh Allah, forgive Abu Salama. Warfa' darajatahu fil mahdiyin. Oh Allah, increase his rank amongst those who are guided. And oh Allah, put behind for him. In other words, keep a successor for him who look after his family and those people who he has left behind. In other words, replace him with somebody now who will take care of his wife and his children. And وَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلَهُ يَا رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Allah forgive us and forgive him. وَفْسَحْ لَهُ فِي قَبْرِهِ. Make his qabr wide. Remember the hadith of Rasulullah SAW, when the person is put into the qabr either says, from all the people of the world, I love you the most, and you were a good person, and now I'll entertain you, and the qabr will go very, very wide, it will expand, and a beautiful breeze of Jannah will come into the qabr of the believer. May Allah make us amongst those people. But if the person is the evil person, the qabr will close upon this person. You'll see, from all the people in the world, I hated you the most, until his rib cage will crush, his ribs will crush, and then the person will be given azab in the qabr. May Allah protect us from azab of qabr. Ya wafsah. Oh Allah, expand his qabr for him. وَنَوِّرْ لَهُ فِيهِ. Now Allah make light come there for him, illuminate his qabr. We find that Rasulullah SAW, inshallah, the next, when we do the next hadith, that Rasulullah SAW had said, Allah substitute him with somebody now who will look after his family and the people who leave behind. Nabi SAW had taught Ummu Salama this dua, and she made the dua, but thinking, who can they be a better replacement than Abu Salama, my husband? He was so kind to me. And how will I get some person now who will succeed him, substitute him, and come now and look after us? Not knowing that Allah had commanded then Rasulullah SAW to become the husband of Ummu Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha. Nabi SAW marries her, and she becomes the Azwaj Mutahharat, the mother of the believers. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq, hidayah to understand, become al-wa'akhir da'wah, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, bihamdika, nashhadu wa la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.